6 continuous months of corruption trials kick off on January 22nd when Cuomo's former top aide, Joe Percoco, faces bribery charges for allegedly soliciting over $300,000 from companies doing business with the state. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says it will be a year unlike any other.
Every month from January through June, we expect there to be a high-profile case commencing.
In February, former state Senator George Maziarz goes on trial. In March, it's the former Nassau County executive. In April and June, the former legislative leaders Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos face retrial on corruption charges. And in May, the former head of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, Elaine Calleros, will be tried for allegedly conducting kickback and bid rigging schemes related to economic development contracts between SUNY Poly and state contractors. Horner says all those accused are innocent until proven guilty, and all could be exonerated. But he says if past corruption trials are any indication, there will be plenty of unsavory testimony about the inner workings of government.
In many of the same ways as the Bridgegate case in New Jersey had nothing to do, really, as it turns out, with Governor Christie, but it painted a bad picture of how that administration was dealing with its political foes.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was not charged with any wrongdoing in connection with a scheme by his administration to close lanes on the George Washington Bridge in order to punish a local mayor. But Christie's popularity declined after the trial, and he did not seek re-election. Governor Cuomo also has not been implicated in any of the crimes that his former top aide and former associates are accused of committing. Alex Camarda with the reform group Reinvent Albany says there's already been some response from lawmakers for reforms. He says he's heartened by statements from the Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, who says he wants to closely re-examine all economic development contracts.
We've been very encouraged by Senator Flanagan's comments that they're going to do a top-to-bottom review of economic development spending, and we certainly are going to push our solutions as part of that process.
Camarda's group wants to reinstate the state controller's oversight authority over state contracts, among other things. Cuomo proposed several reforms in the 370-page booklet that accompanied his State of the State speech. They include adoption of early voting in New York, same-day voter registration, public financing of campaigns, and constitutional amendments to impose term limits on elected officials. He also backs a constitutional amendment to limit outside income for legislators and change the legislature from part-time to full-time.
And let legislators say, "I work for the public, period, and there are no possible conflicts presented."
That proposal drew little enthusiasm, though, from senators and assembly members at the speech. Many did not applaud. Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters says while she's pleased with the recommendations, she's disappointed that Cuomo did not spend more time actually outlining the proposals in his speech. The governor talked about reform for around 1.5 minutes out of a 90-minute address.
I was tweeting during the voter part and the campaign finance part, and by the time I finished tweeting, and I like to think I'm a pretty fast typer, he was done talking about it. He was on to the next subject.
Other reform proposals from the governor are similar to ones he introduced last year, which were rejected by the legislature. Horner with NYPERG says reintroducing the measures might not be such a bad thing.
Like a fine wine, some proposals need aging, and that this year is the year where we pop the cork.
Horner and the other reform groups say they would prefer, though, to have independent oversight of state contracts, not a body that's controlled by the legislature or anyone else in government. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.